So hello, everyone. This is David Hughes with the Corporate Marketing Group here at Worldwide Technology, welcoming you to the latest episode of our Tech17 podcast series. Tech17 is a series where we bring together subject matter experts from here at WWT with our partners and customers to discuss key topics on today's IT landscape. And I think we've got a great topic, very interesting topic, and a great panel today to discuss it. So what we're going to be talking about today is transformational data management, specifically on scale-out hyper-converged platforms. So we may have some additional episodes on this topic as well, but we kind of want to give just kind of a introductory discussion about this topic in this particular episode. So before I get started, just kind of to introduce the topic a little bit, let me just tell you who we have joining us today. We have Steve Gregory and Howard Wendt from Worldwide Technology and Cam Batali from Commvault. So guys, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, David, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Okay, guys, great to have you here. So maybe, guys, we're all kind of calling in from different locations. I think we got Connecticut, Texas, and Florida covered today, and I'm here at the global headquarters of WWT here in St. Louis. So maybe we could just kind of go around a little bit, and you guys can introduce yourselves, tell us what your title and what your role is for Steve and Howard at WWT and Cam at Commvault. So maybe, Steve, can we start with you?
Absolutely. Yeah, my name is Steve Gregory, and I'm a technology solutions architect within our national data center practice, and I specifically manage our data protection practice within that organization.
Okay, Howard?
Howard Wendt. I'm a technical solutions architect in the Advanced Technology Center, and I handle all the data protection build-out and demos for all our OEM partners.
Okay, great. And Cam?
Hey, it's Cam Vitale. I'm a 12-year Commvault veteran in systems engineering, and I own the technical relationship nationally between Commvault and Worldwide Technology.
Okay, all right, great, guys. Well, thanks, and you know, and again, thanks for all of you joining us here today. So, I kind of introduced the topic a little bit, but I guess before we I'm going to throw my first question to Steve, but I think just as a little introduction. It's, you know, companies are obviously, you know, in a growth mode in a lot of situations. Markets are more competitive. There's a higher cost of business when companies add more hardware and staff, but they do create specific challenges when companies do that. And you run into things like outdated data protection strategies when you look at scaled up infrastructure. So I think one of the things we wanted to kind of kick things off today, and I'll throw this to Steve first, was Steve, so when we're talking about this kind of a transformation relative to the architecture of hyper-converged platforms, what kind of transformation are we seeing, and you know, what kind of solutions are, you know, secret sauce, so to speak, is there to give the ability to provide agility across multiple secondary storage players for these organizations?
Yeah, you hit it right on there, David. In regards to organizations, they're just seeing exponential growth in the amount of data that they're consuming. You know, be it transactional, be it social media. There's so many different ways that information gets captured within an organization. And so, you know, it's already challenging for the amount of information that lives on their primary storage platform. But it's really even a bigger challenge when they just can't simply keep up with the demand. And the impact of not being able to manage that amount of data that they have to protect, retain, and recover this information for a myriad of business reasons, you know, there's challenges that they're facing every single day. A lot of it has to do with the limitations of performance and capacity of the systems that they currently deploy. You know, most of them have to replace entire systems. So whatever was old, they buy new and they're replacing the old technology. just because the reason is that that technology couldn't scale or match those rigorous demands. So what we're seeing in response to this in the industry is software partners are trying to get to the point where they're owning that responsibility, where they understand where data lives throughout an organization. And they're not locked into what we call scale-up hardware infrastructure. And scale-up hardware infrastructure is a defined amount of processing of compute power, no matter how much data that you put behind it. So at some point, there's a ceiling to how that system can perform. And so that's why we see technologies maturing over time, and the advancements, the fast advancements of new technologies, customers are just having to rip and replace. So by looking a little bit more closely at this, begin to understand how you might want to leverage many compute and many storage configurations to meet these ever-changing demands of the business. You know, so ultimately, business today is looking for that cloud-like experience, one that is dynamic and agile.
Okay. Well, thanks, Steve. Yeah, I think it's a great introduction to what we wanted to talk about today. So one thing I heard, if I understand you right, is this transformation happens when you extract data from the infrastructure, and this gives you the agility to, you know, scale out architecture for performance and capacity. So let me throw this next question out to Howard, and then Cam and Steve, you guys can jump in too. Is that particular combination the only combination of hardware and software that you see being in support or supporting that transformation in the market?
Yeah, it's a great question, David. No, there are certainly other emerging solutions pushing advancements in this new direction. This is an interesting space in this sort of technology. It's rapidly gaining interest from current and new customers. But what we're looking for is to provide enterprises a proven solution that our customers have been accustomed to trusting in the market. So we're very excited to see this combination of offerings from our top-tier OEM partners. In fact, one of these integrated solutions is based on Cisco. So in partnership with Commvault Software, they have formally announced Scale Protect with Cisco UCS. So we believe this hyperconverged platform will deliver the software for managing secondary data. It's going to provide infrastructure, resiliency, and scale while replacing the legacy traditional backup tools and provide a modern scale architecture.
Okay. And Cam and Steve, did you have anything that you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think Steve hit on something really important early on with scale up and the limitations. Right. So a lot of the times we find that customers are looking to try to size themselves for 3 years or 5 years or wherever they think that they may need to be, without ever really taking the time to consider that those traditional scale-up architectures, not only do they have a ceiling, but as you continue to put more and more workload on them, they actually have a little bit of diminishing return on what they can do. So moving towards more of a scale-out or a cloud-scale approach allows us to add that compute and storage seamlessly so that they have a way to accurately predict performance as they look to get more and more agile with data growing.
Okay. So I guess, and Cam, I think you kind of started to touch on this a little bit, but I know, Howard had just mentioned the new Scale Protect product. So is there any maybe kind of some more details, you know, specific to that solution and the type of use cases that you know, you think it can be used for?
Oh, absolutely. This software release supports the enterprises who are also looking to transform their internal data centers and even service offerings to more of that cloud-like scale, most importantly, flexibility and resiliency, and of course, operational methods all leading to similar economic outcomes. To this end, we find a lot of the architects who are augmenting and or replacing traditional and proprietary and single-purpose IT infrastructure, and a lot of homegrown applications as well, with software-defined services, digital processing, security, big data analytic applications are really hot right now, along with hyper-converged architectures on your production, general purpose, and easily replaceable hardware. What we start looking at also as well, apps and mini-apps are exploding. Right? IT is becoming fragmented, and we have a lot of different products trying to cover everything inside of these data centers. But looking a little deeper into the enterprise, many of them probably don't have a storage issue, or as much as they think. It's probably leaning a little bit more towards a data management strategy issue. So looking at this particular release between Commvault and Cisco through Worldwide, we're consolidating all of those storage secondary workloads, and those could be data security, compliance, test dev, analytics, on scale-out infrastructure with native cloud integration and automated DR capabilities can bring real benefits to organizations and make the data a business enabler.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's really the key right there in understanding that the thing that we're focused on is really turning the conversation on its head and focusing more about the data itself, you know, providing customers with insight as to what information they have, where it resides throughout the organization, how many copies of it that they have, how much is redundant, how much waste, really, that they have in their environments, as well as what value that information can bring. So I couldn't agree with you more, Cam, and certainly that's the direction, and the customers are not only looking for that data-centric model, but, you know, to be, provide that on a more economic platform that they can figure out whether it's going to live within their data center walls, or whether it's some type of a hybrid approach between their data center and some type of a outsourced data center or a public cloud offering, or go fully public with some of their data. So that's why it's important to understand the data first, provide the customer insight, and then they can make better business decisions.
Okay. And Howard, did you want to kind of jump in there kind of with some final thoughts on this topic?
Yeah, the big thing that stands out to me as you see the old diagrams of when the customers have this data and they're ready to archive it, you see it going on a truck to Iron Mountain offsite, and then they never have to worry about it again. But with the scale out architecture, once that data is indexed, now that data can live and breathe anywhere, on-prem, off-prem, private, public cloud. So that's a big advantage.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'd say absolutely, Howard, really, really great point. And this solution is perfect for those enterprises looking towards hybrid cloud environments. You know, maybe they're not ready to go 100% into the cloud, but we can help them build a private cloud utilizing this solution. And, you know, working with Howard in the Advanced Technology Center, we can now provide all customers, as well as Cisco and the Commvault teams, fully capable demos, environments to run POCs, and even share some of the documented best practices that we've learned along the way. And in the case of actually building Scale Protect, we've, of course, followed all of the Cisco validated designs and recommendations. So fully tested, embedded solution.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Cam. Well, guys, we just have about a minute or two left, so I just kind of thought I'd throw out one last question, and you guys can all address this, and maybe we'll start with Cam first. It's just, you know, to our listeners that, are at organizations that, you know, may be in need of this type of solution, and where, this type of software solution, you know, and trying to use this, you know, new scale out infrastructure with their, legacy infrastructure. If you could tell them or say to them, if you're thinking about that, this is a need that you have, what would be kind of like the one or two questions or maybe key considerations that they need to be thinking about to really kind of help determine that, you know, this is a challenge that they have, and, you know, this is the type of solution that might meet that challenge. So Cam, maybe I could throw it to you first.
Sure, and that's actually a great question, because a lot of the times we do things in IT with intentions of going someplace, and we know this is a very rapidly changing marketplace. Right? Every time you start looking into things that you think you're going to do 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, technology and needs change, user needs change. So I would tell customers, anybody who's looking at doing more than just collecting data, just to have it in case, customers who are looking to have data portability, right? Do we need to move it around between platforms? Do we need to access it? Are you looking to go to the cloud, right? Are you not ready to make the full leap to the cloud? These are the types of scenarios that are really fit very well. Of course, there's a lot of use cases where a scale-out architecture is going to be more advantageous, both inside of the data center and moving from a CapEx to an OpEx or vice versa scenario. But I would definitely look at those customers who are looking into that cloud, looking into mobility, looking for orchestration, and, of course, to access that data that's been collected to make it actionable. Those are things that we really look for as ways to consider scale out versus scale up.
Okay. Well, thanks, Cam. Howard?
Yeah, on that topic of scale out versus scale up, and, you know, my prior experience is, when you try to scale up, it is a very painful process and a lengthy one. So with this scale-out architecture, it's basically, you know, you're adding another node. The cluster management software takes care of that node add, and you're off and running with additional capacity to in your environment.
Okay. Well, thanks, Howard. And Steve, I'll give you the last word.
Thank you, guys. Well done. It's again, I appreciate, you know, you guys helping our customers understand, you know, what is some food for thought, some considerations to make as they're looking into new technologies or advancements in this transformation. So, you know, an area that I think that comes with that is there's a lot of hesitation, right? There's a lot of concern of, wow, if I'm going to move in this direction, I really would like to kind of see it first before I go sticking my neck out and trying to do something like this. Is there a way for us to kind of evaluate or test this out and see it? And, you know, I think that is a very important step. And I think most are interested in not just the technology for technology's sake, but they're interested in the integration capabilities to really show, hey, this is kind of what my environment looks like. Would this work in my environment? Can you show me how that would work in my environment? And so they want to be able to see it. They want to be able to understand how this could be best leveraged. They want to see how that data might be moved between the different platforms, whether it's on-prem or off, or even into a public cloud. And so at the Worldwide Advanced Technology Center that Howard is responsible for managing on a day-to-day basis is really an ideal resource to deliver that idea into true business outcomes. And so, you know, I would just say if you're interested in learning more about these transformational solutions and you'd like to dig deeper into the technology as well as see it, put your hands on it, maybe understand from a demo perspective or maybe even proof of concept, we'd be interested in you reaching out to either your Worldwide contacts or your Cisco or Commvault contacts. So we might be able to provide you with that insight and learning this technology a little bit deeper. So thank you for taking the time with us here today, David.
Okay, well, thanks, Steve. And again, you know, I want to thank Steve and Howard and Cam for joining us today in a really great discussion. So guys, again, thanks for joining us on our Tech 17 episode today.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Okay, great. To our listeners, again, hopefully you are subscribers to our Tech 17 podcast channel. It is free, and you can pick it up or subscribe to it on iTunes or any of the other software, or I'm sorry, the podcast platforms that you may listen to. We love getting feedback from our listeners, so
If you go on Twitter, we've got a hashtag Tech17, or you can just go to WWT's Twitter feed and give us some feedback as well. We love hearing from our listeners. So again, thanks for joining us today to all of our listeners on Tech17, and we'll see you next time.